The following hour is brought to you by MidasResources.com, your trusted source for precious metals since 1996. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237.
Welcome back to What's On Your Mind. Scott Hennon's out today. Gene Grainer, Heartland Investor Services, in for you here today. And Todd Mitchell on the side over here. Todd.
Hello.
I've learned something. And I've known
wow,
it.
Wow, I didn't I've know that was possible.
Okay. I've learned more in depth
Mr.
on something.
Mr. Know-It-All has already learned something today.
Hey, somebody had
it's
to
only
be.
Six after.
You know, my teachers would call my mother and tell me, yeah, he thinks he knows it all. I did. So anyway, and the principal found that out too. And so anyway, back to the subject.
Yes.
Back to the subject. People hear what they want to hear.
Sometimes.
And I started out last hour saying I'm going to talk about the big picture of why Central North Dakota and specifically Bismarck will always be higher than
Believe
Fargo.
It or not, Gene, sometimes people have something else they want to talk about.
Okay, and we'll get to that quickly.
Okay.
So my point is, don't call me and tell me Max is 10 cents cheaper and this
and
that. Because that's the basis points and whatever things. And maybe it is a collusion of family. But the point is, they can collude all they want. It's still going to be higher in Bismarck than in Fargo.
Okay, fine. Off the soapbox. No more pouting.
We got
Arlen from Devil's Lake. He's been waiting 21
Forever.
Minutes
and 12 seconds.
Arlen,
21 minutes and 19 seconds.
Arlen, save Arlen. Me. What's on your mind?
Arlen, did he hang up now after 21
Hello.
Minutes?
Hi, Arlen. How are
Arlen.
You?
Welcome.
Great. Great. Yeah, see, it was the best 21 minutes of my whole life.
Wow. He was forced to listen. Go ahead, Arlen.
Yeah. Normally I don't listen that intently to you guys, but no, you know, this Measure 5 thing, I was, there's about, according to the 2013 demographic, there's, 339,000, households, in, North Dakota, and, 66% of the people own it, but with this, Measure 5, they take $300 million out of the, economy, it works out to about $813 per household.
Yes. You're pretty close.
Am I pretty close on that?
You're close. Scott probably would have the exact number, but 10 pennies.
Yeah,
but.
I think I'm close. Well, can you imagine what would it be like if all the property owners got a tax relief like that?
Yeah. Well, that's why they're already doing that, and they're jacking it up. I would just say, well, let's just quit income tax in North Dakota. I mean, our state of South Dakota doesn't have one, and they don't have the oil we have. Gee, Wyoming doesn't have income tax, neither does Alaska, and yet we have income tax. You know, I know corporations that went to Texas to set up shop for their national headquarters but do business in North Dakota. Texas, no income tax. What do they got? Oh, oil. Yeah, right. Anyway.
Well, I'm not saying we use that $300 million to reduce the property tax, but I was just saying, what if? That's just to give you an idea.
I know where you're going at, and we're talking about, and what I guess I'm running round circle on you is that it just goes to show how much money there is floating here that people want to get after, and I'm saying to myself, we need to reduce the amount of revenue going to the state to begin with. Whether it's if we're not going to lower the extraction tax, then why do we have an income tax?
Well,
and if the price of oil goes down and the oil industry slows down and we slow down to where we were 6-7 years ago, we already had a billion surplus. Doesn't it bother the people of North Dakota that you heard we had a $1 billion surplus, what, about 5 years ago, 6 years ago? And now here we are 5-6 years and it's like $1.5 billion. It should be $3 billion. But we have more than this one-time spending going out to the West and all this. We have a lot of other things that are going on. And trust me, Fargo would like to have their flood control paid for by oil, too. So there's people standing in line waiting for this money. We need to slow it down to the state is what needs to happen. But anyway, moving on.
Hey, Arlen, thanks for the call. We do appreciate it. Congressman Kevin Cramer in our talk radio town hall, ready to go. Congressman, how are you?
Well, I'm doing well, but I'm enjoying the show.
Hi, Kevin.
Well, you ain't seen nothing yet because we've got Eugene Grainer filling in for Scott Hennon today.
He brought
a bigger soapbox than Hennon has.
No, I'm learning a lot here just sitting on hold. I love it.
Well, thanks, Kevin, for joining us today. A lot of things on people's minds, and did you put phone numbers out again here for people to call?
1-800-228-0550, 701-258-0550, studio at whatsinyourmindradio.com, or the What's in Your Mind record line, 1-855-200-1776. If you had option one, it goes right into the recording thing.
When I'm listening to Eugene having this banter with callers about which tax to cut, I just can't help but sort of enjoy our good our blessings in North Dakota, that our debates are about which taxes to cut as opposed to whose we ought to raise.
That's interesting spin.
Yeah, I was going to say, I'm not worried about what's in the state's pocket. I'm worried about what's not in mine.
There you have it. That's why Gene's advocacy for elimination of the income tax makes the most sense, but that's just my humble opinion.
Yeah. Texas, how do they make it? You know, South Dakota, Wyoming, Alaska, how do they make it?
Well, come on, Congressman, make it happen. What are you doing to make this happen for us here?
He's a federal.
Federal government takes more of my money than the state
does.
Yeah,
we have an $18 trillion debt. As opposed to a surplus.
Before the calls come ringing in, and we already have one online, I'm going to ask a question that is on a lot of people's minds, Congressman Kramer. When is Congress going to go off the deep end on President Obama for not taking this Ebola epidemic serious enough to make it an emergency before it starts spreading like wildfire? The CDC has already admitted by January, 1.2 or 1.4 million people are going to have this disease, and 60% of the people die from this disease. That's like some 900,000 people are going to leave the face of the earth in about 3 months. And we're now seeing another case announced this morning in Texas. When is this going to be taken serious by our president, and when will Congress light the fire on his feet?
Well, first of all, we've tried to light a fire under the president on a whole host of issues that he's busy doing other things that don't involve running the country, evidently. But with regard to the CDC, what's most discouraging about that is today they're sounding the alarm. A week ago they were saying it's no big deal. You know, I'm paraphrasing a bit, but I think one of the things that frustrates people more than anything about this administration, and it goes to CDC, it goes to the VA, it goes to the IRS, it goes to the EPA, it goes to every agency under this president's command, and that is their lack of transparency, their lack of truth-telling, their diminishing, downplaying every scandal and crisis in this country as though everything's good, let's go golfing. And the CDC is just yet one more of these agencies that that don't seem to get it and don't seem to get the seriousness of it. Either that, or they get it and they don't want the public to know the seriousness of it. And that's, therein lies, in my view, the greatest tragedy in all this, is that the public, I always say bad news, Gene, is better than not having the truth.
Yeah, before it's overcome.
People can prepare, right? Even in economics, that's true.
Always so. I had to defriend a fanatic who, when I post something on Facebook, said I was schizophrenic and naive. And then what happens? Two more people in the United States have
Ebola. Are that, but you're right about your stuff. But you are schizophrenic.
I'm right, and I'm schizophrenic.
Yes, anyway. Exactly.
Why can't it be
both? Certainly attention deficit, but other than that.
Yeah.
Wait, that's mine. He's the schizo, I'm the ADD. Come
on. That's Scott Hennin.
No, he's both.
Oh, yeah.
Beat him up while he's away.
We're starting to get some calls stacked up, so we better get to him. We're going to go to Clay. And by the way, I'm going to tell the listeners, none of these calls are ever screened. It's important for people to know. We take them as they stack up. Kevin takes all callers on.
Yeah, we get your name so we can introduce you, but right. I mean, we don't
take
hang
first
up
name.
On anybody.
Hey guys, listen, that's obvious. After about the third call.
It's pretty obvious we don't screen.
And listen, by the way, before we go any further, I do want to say one thing about it. While we like to poke a little fun at each other from time to time, the issue of mental illness is not, in fact, a laughing matter, but it is a serious issue, a serious matter that we all take seriously, and yet we also understand that we don't take ourselves overly seriously, and that's not a bad thing.
Yeah,
right. That's
good.
Well said.
You're still ADD, Todd.
That's why he's in office.
Doesn't change, yeah.
And I'm the fifth wheel of this thing here.
Yeah.
And I'm still schizo.
Okay. All right.
Well,
knock
now,
it off. Get the Clinton Bismarck.
Clint,
what's on your mind?
Well, I was calling about that Ebola thing, and I think you hit on it a little bit. You know what? I absolutely never voted for Obama, but quit bashing him. Do your job. What are you in Washington for? Where'd the other branches of the government go?
Well,
I mean,
you do realize, of course, the founders.
Dictator or?
Okay, Clinton, we're going to give Kevin a chance to respond. Yeah. Go ahead, Kevin.
So you realize the founders created three co-equal branches of government. The Republicans in Congress hold one half of one third of that. We've actually increased the CDC budget above what the president asked for. You're seeing these ads run nationally saying that it's because of Republican cuts that the CDC isn't prepared to deal with Ebola. The reality is we've raised the CDC budget because of all of the things. While we've cut total spending for 3 years in a row for the first time since the Korean War, the CDC is one of those things that has been a high priority, as well as INH, by the way, a high priority for Republicans and Democrats, frankly, at least in the House of Representatives. And so we've done our part on that part in making sure that they have the tools. The execution, that is the job of the executive branch of government. And the administration hires and fires, well, they never fire anybody, but they hire people at these agencies to implement the rules. And so there'll be strict oversight again, but the House Republicans seem to have to bail this president out every time he messes up.
1-800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. The callers rule when we get back on What's on Your Mind.
You talk, we listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
Loading and unloading grain is safer and more efficient than ever with the Roltec electric conversion system from AgriCover. Featuring the new Command 10 remote with next-generation Zigbee technology. It's smart and easy to use, keeping you in control. This completely integrated system uses the same remote to wirelessly operate tarps and hoppers. Over time, the Roltec electric conversion will pay for itself. Why? It reduces driver fatigue. It's lighter by design, and it saves time, allowing more trips per day. So schedule your install today by calling Dickinson Truck Equipment, 701-483-4369. Nelson Ripplinger Sales in Minot at 701-721-1252. Burt's Truck Equipment, East Grand Forks at 218-773-1194. Yankton Canvas in Jamestown at 701-252-6927. Or find a dealer near you. Go online to RoltecElectric.com. RoltecElectric.com.
It's that time of year, a season of falling temperatures, snow-covered peaks, and blanket of white. But with the vibrant colors and latest styles of great brands like the North Face, Patagonia, Burton, Spyder, and Obermeyer, winter fashion is a wonderland. And you'll find all this season's best looks waiting for you at Scheels. So let it snow.
Scheels, when it comes to gear and expert advice, we're right there with you in Bismarck, Minot, Grand Forks, Fargo, and Moorhead.
Megan's on the phone from the North Dakota Truck Wash to tell us about their new interior detailing services for pickups, semis, and it's nice and easy. I don't even need to make an appointment, do I, Megan?
Absolutely. Just drop it off at night, and it will be ready the next morning.
What's not to love about that, folks? Drop it off at night. It's ready the next morning. Interior detailing, and they're open 24/7. North Dakota Truck Wash, south of the Pinnacle Cenex in Stanley on the truck bypass. Call them 701-628-1550, 701-628-1550. Thanks, Megan.
Thank you.
Mike Stenerson for Midas Resources. At no time in history have precious metals been more important, certainly not in my 22 years in the industry. The dollar has lost over 90% of its value in the last 60 years. No fiat currency has ever survived the government printing presses. Ours is not immune. The time is now to be proactive. 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Anything tied to the dollar is at risk. CDs, annuities, 401ks, IRAs, stocks, bonds, you name it. So decide. Do you want to leave a legacy of wealth or debt for your family? The choice is yours. Call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Be proactive, not reactive. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 116.
The Scott Henin free day. Now, unless you thought you're off the hook, Eugene Grainer brought in an even bigger soapbox. 1-800-228-0550, 701-258-0550, studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. And the What's in Your Mind record line, 1-855-200-1776. You can hit option 1. I'm Todd Mitchell. We're brought to you by the North Dakota Petroleum Council. One thing you may not know, North Dakota's oil industry generates $30.4 billion for our economy, supports 1 in 7 jobs in the state, and helps reduce our dependence on foreign oil. Learn more about the oil industry. Visit NorthDakotaOilCan.com, the North Dakota Petroleum Council. Congressman Kevin Cramer on, and we had a call that came in during the break, if we could roll that.
Hi, my comment there is for a question is for Congressman Cramer. Just wondering if you would vote to reelect John Boehner as the House Speaker, you know, considering you win, okay? Because to me, that's all, that would disqualify you. That and all by itself would disqualify you. So, you know what, if you're willing to hang with John Boehner, then I'm going to vote for whoever, you know, dog catcher before I vote for you. My reasons are pretty clear and they're pretty self-evident. You know what, I want someone to actually stand up, take a stand, act like a conservative, and, you know, not cry at every given opportunity. Thanks a lot, you guys. Good show. Bye.
Well, there you go, Kevin. Did you hear that one as we came out of the break? So, Kevin?
He said the reasons were self-evident, but then he didn't give any reasons other than John Boehner cries. But other than
exactly.
That, you know, I'm not sure what these self-evident reasons are. Listen, if it's John Boehner versus Nancy Pelosi for Speaker of the House, I am voting for John Boehner. And I suspect if I win and Republicans maintain the majority in the House of Representatives, and right now it looks like we could set a record for the most Republicans in the House in history, if that happens, John Boehner will, you know, will win easily. He'll be the only Republican candidate for Speaker of the House. And I'm quite certain that...
And you could vote for the dog catcher, and John Boehner would still be Speaker of the House.
Yeah, either. Right, that's right. And my opponent, of course, would have to vote for John or for Nancy Pelosi, or simply, you know, vote for somebody that will never be Speaker and never be a leader and consequently be left out in the cold. But I suspect that if that happens, and John Boehner, you know, comes back in with a larger majority, I'm quite certain Nancy Pelosi will be fired even as the Democratic leader in the House.
And something most would like to hear. Well, we're going to move on. We have 4 callers stacked up here. We're going to Sally. Which one's on next here? No, we got, who's next in line? We're going to Stephen Dickinson. Okay.
Stephen Dickinson. Hi, Steve.
Steve, what's on your mind? That would be Stephen Dickinson.
He's been online for 10 minutes.
There we go. Hey.
Your 10-minute wait paid off. We can hear you now.
I can hear you, Steve. I can hear you.
Hey, it's a pleasure to speak with you again, Mr. Cramer. I got one comment before I have a question. That
sure.
I think if I had your job, I would beat my head on the desk trying to work with the opposition you have, and you're one of 435 people. My hat's off to you. I don't think I could do it. But the question I have, which would drive liberals wild, since we're talking about cutting taxes,
mm-hmm.
Corporations do not pay taxes. The people pay it. They add the cost of the taxes to the cost of their products. Why don't we have a zero corporate tax? Or the state, North Dakota, zero corporate tax. Get those corporations and move their headquarters here. They do not pay a tax.
Yeah. Well, and with regard to income tax specifically, there's no question that the lower an income tax, the more dynamic an economy, the more investment and job creation you have. On the federal level, Steve, to really dig into it, not only do we have a high corporate tax in the United States, we have the highest corporate tax in the world, at least of any economic powerhouse in the world, and not by a little, but by a whole bunch, which is, you hear all these, all the stuff going on about inversion and the evils of inversion. We need to require companies to stay in the United States and not buy out of country companies. Well, even if we did that, first of all, you can't do that. But secondly, even if we did that, that means every new corporation that begins, every new job creator that begins from that day forward will happen in another country. There are 2 trillion $1 trillion of United States corporate assets or income revenue stranded in other countries because we're going to hit them with a 35% corporate income tax if they ever repatriate that money back into the United States. You cannot grow the economy by with a heavy hand or a heavy stick. You have to do it by carrots. And the carrots are the natural order of things, the natural marketplace, with the government doing less, not more, including taxation. So I agree with your concept. Whether you can get to zero or not, I don't know about that. And I understand that taxes are a cost of business and you pass on to your consumers. But we can have a much more balanced and much more 21st century tax code, and that's one of the highest priorities in the next year, that and passing a long-term highway funding bill so that we can also build the infrastructure to meet the demands of a new economy.
Thanks, Steve. We're going to next.
I would say, too, with regard to taxation, Gene, if I could just, and I'd especially enjoy your feedback on this. You know, a lot of people, we have a lot of concerns about the Affordable Care Act, and we talk about things like access and rising cost of premiums and lost jobs, you know, 2 million of them, to which people have all kinds of crazy statements. But one of the things that I think a lot of people don't know is that one of the taxes that was part of the Obamacare was a 2.5% tax on medical devices. The United States in the 1 year, less than a year that that tax has been implemented, has lost dozens if not hundreds of medical device companies. 47 companies in the last year have moved from the United States to Colombia alone, taking with them tens of thousands of American jobs, good American jobs. Taxation tax policy can either be used as an incentive for job creation or a disincentive for job creation, and we're going the wrong direction.
Yeah, and then to top it off, people are wondering why it's a jobless recovery on top of those numbers. Yeah. Automation. Automation doesn't require Obamacare to be covered by the employer.
That's
so
right.
We got to keep rolling. Next is Dan out of Bismarck. Welcome to What's on Your Mind with Congressman Kramer.
Hey, Dan.
Yes, good morning.
Good morning.
I don't know if this has to do with the congressman or not, but we've been out of town for the last couple of weeks, and about three Saturdays ago, if you remember, we had the band day, the parade, on a Saturday morning.
Yes.
And we parked on Front and Fifth Street there, and then the police department came and said, well, the train isn't going to be stopping, so we all had to walk across the railroad tracks. And as I walked across the railroad tracks, we walked real close to those big arms that come down when they block the traffic, and I noticed that's about a three-quarter-inch bolt that protrudes out where they've got this thing bolted on, and they stick out about 10 inches, and they're about 32, 33 inches above the ground, and I thought to myself, I wonder why they haven't capped these bolts, because somebody's going to walk into them. Well, after the parade, we walked back across the tracks again, and I looked down at those bolts again, and I thought, oh, my goodness, I have to call KFYR. And would you believe 2 minutes after we walked past those bolts, our daughter and grandson come along, and he walked right into that bolt.
No.
It missed his eye by 2 inches.
Oh, boy.
And he screamed. I mean, it really hurt him.
Yeah, call the railroad.
Officer, but
no
I
kidding.
Bumpers are what, $1 to just cover?
No doubt. Dan, thanks for the call. We appreciate that. Tim and Dickinson, Bob in Valley City, stand by. Congressman Kevin Kramer, the Talk Radio Town Hall continues on What's in Your Mind in a moment.
You're listening to the program that asks a very important question every day. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
Watford City. We're not the same. We're better. We're building, rearranging, and making room to improve the lives of our growing community. Today, we're sushi bars, fine dining, movie theaters, superior hotels, shopping centers, Main Street business, and small town service. We're water parks, play parks, walking paths, a state-of-the-art wellness center, and an up-and-coming community event center equipped for banquets, meetings, sports, special events, and much more. We're Watford City. We're kids first. Parks and rec programming, quality education, school and hospital expansions, and a superior daycare center. We're new jobs, new housing developments, new ideas, and new people coming home. We're what the buzz is all about, and we're open for business. Come see for yourself. Watford City. We're not the same. We're better.
Summertime is save big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know summer is the time to stock up at herbalhealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for summer specials, including all sizes of colloidal silver, colloidal minerals, and intestinal freedom on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, and Metabolic Complex and Pro Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite Intestinal Freedom and Wormwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for summer at herbalhealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to herbalhealer.com and look for summer specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Whichever part of the hour you'd like on What's On Your Mind. Congressman Kevin Cramer, Talk Radio Town Hall, Eugene Grainer, and Todd Mitchell, Scott Hennen back tomorrow. 1-800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. Tim from Dickinson for Congressman Kevin Cramer. What's on your mind?
Cramer, I work with the J-1 program here in Dickinson. I don't know if you know what that is. It's foreign exchange students for 3 to 4 months, but it used to be a three season, and the federal government says it only could be a 2 season because we're taking too many American jobs away from foreign exchange students. Well, maybe in the South and the East and West, but here in North Dakota, we have companies closing because they cannot get employees. Why did you guys change that rule?
You know, I've not heard that rule, to be honest, although I am not shocked by it, but I very much appreciate you bringing it to my attention because you've identified the issue perfectly. We are in a labor shortage market, not an excessive labor market. And if we have people, skilled or unskilled, that are willing to work, we ought to be having more of them, not fewer of them. With 25,000-30,000 job openings, clearly we have capacity that maybe they don't have in other parts of the country. But this highlights the one size fits all problem. And if you look at our entire, even our entire immigration system, we're a country that has a very liberal immigration system, and I'm talking just legal immigration, mind you, with a million permanent immigrants per year based on a sort of a lottery or family ties, not based on skill sets or the needs of our economy. And there's no real ability to discern one region from another or anything else. There are very limited visas and work permits allowed in various industries, whether you need them mm-hmm. or not. And so, but you've identified a source that's both educational, culturally enriching, as well as helping meet a high demand. So we'll look into it. I appreciate you bringing it to my attention. We'll look into it, and Gene will try to have something, either more information before the end of the show or by next week, and maybe we can find something out and see if there's some way. The first thing I need to find out is this a rule or is this a law? My guess is it's some sort of a rule coming out of the Immigration Service, but you never know. We'll have to see.
Okay, thank you, sir.
You bet. Thanks. Thank you. Thanks for the tip.
You bet.
This is why I love the show, you guys.
It is. But sure,
I get to learn something, you know?
You do. We've got like five people stacked up here yet, and some online. Bob, 11 minutes been waiting from Valley City. Welcome to What's On Your Mind. Is that who we went to? Bob from Valley City?
Hi, Bob.
How you doing? I'm kind of in agreement with the guy that brought up the dog catcher deal.
Yeah.
Boehner to me is what to the Republicans what Obama is to the Democrats. That guy, just about everything that the Republicans ever stood for, he waffled on something. Just last month, he said, well, he's kind of in favor of amnesty, and he's even waffling on abortion. And the fact that the Speaker of the House, the House of Representatives, they are the ones that hold the purse string. And every conservative think tank in the United States has said that if the Republicans had the leadership that they need in the House of Representatives, they could cut off funding to Obamacare. And every time that Boehner gets up there and opens his mouth, he puts his foot in it. And for you, Mr. Cramer, to say that, to compare him with Pelosi, there is a comparison. They're both exactly the same.
Well,
Pelosi can walk all over Boehner because Boehner doesn't have the intestinal fortitude to stand up what conservatives and what Republicans really think. If you did that, if you stuck to your principles and stuck to what conservatism is, you would walk all over every Democrat in every election because the way the Democrats run things, it's proven to always fail, and free markets and that kind of thing are what's important.
Let me ask you a couple of things. First of all, with regard to defunding, because I hear this a lot, where people will say, well, you hold the purse strings, therefore you can defund. It's sort of like the Constitution just gave us the House the checkbook, and the Senate has to do whatever we want. But you might recall a year ago, we defunded Obamacare. The House voted to defund Obamacare. And for 16 days, the government was shut down. And Obamacare continued to be funded. Because, of course, it's an entitlement now. It's permanent law. It's called mandatory spending. It's like Social Security and Medicare and food stamps. It's all mandatory spending. And so the idea that, and I know the conservative think tanks like to push this stuff around, and they're basically, and they're right in the sense that the Constitution gives the House appropriates, but the House can only appropriate or not appropriate with the Senate's consent at the end, before something becomes law. Other than that, all we can do is do nothing and let the government shut down, in which case veterans don't get, paid on time. And
that's not true.
Except that it is true. It just happened one year ago.
I know that it did, but you have to stand on principle. You can't get pushed around by that. So what you're saying we're stuck with Obamacare?
No, we're not stuck with Obamacare, but we're stuck with Obamacare until there can be enough people elected in positions that make up more than one half of one third. Remember, we lost in the Supreme Court as well, so that means two-thirds and a half of another third support Obamacare, and the one half of one third that opposes it. Listen, I voted to repeal Obamacare once. I voted to defund it once. I voted to delay several of the aspects multiple times. I voted to delay to repeal the medical device tax, the mandates, all of that stuff. We've passed it all. All of it we've passed in the House of Representatives. And if we can get a majority in the Senate, and I want to say this as an encouraging word, because I hear what you're saying and we're all frustrated. But if we can win, I say we, Republicans can get a majority in the Senate, then we have appropriations, real appropriations authority, where at least we can slow it down in other overreaches with amendments that are called limitation amendments, where we can say none of this appropriation for whatever agency we're passing it can be used to implement this or that or the, such as EPA Waters of the U.S. rule or Obamacare's, mandate or whatever the situation might be. We can do that. Appropriation by appropriation. We still can't overhaul the law with him in the White House, obviously, veto it. But we can do it with appropriations, which, by the way, only requires a simple majority in the Senate, unlike the 60-bill margin or 60-vote margin for changing
policy.
Well,
didn't the Democrats bring that about themselves with the nuclear option here last session?
Well, they didn't. The nuclear option is references the courts specifically, but it is part of it, Eugene. You're right.
And Senator Kent Conrad helped push through Obamacare using the 51 rule, and they called it a procedural based off of spending.
That's right, because anything related to the budget, that is the budget itself, the appropriations process itself, and tax policy, by the way, anything that reconciles the budget requires a simple majority. They passed Obamacare that way, and they, worse than that, they did a procedural trick where they took a House bill that had already passed and attached their language to the House bill and made it so that we didn't, so that the House, I wasn't in the House at the time, but couldn't.
But Senator Ken Conrad had a lot to do with that.
Yes, he did.
He orchestrated it.
But that's right.
Can we do something about that?
Yeah. So Bob's point is right, and Bob's frustration is clear, and it's shared by a lot of people. But yet, I think we have to understand that the Speaker of the House did allow all of these votes to take place. Not just allow, he voted with us on all of these things. And when we get a Senate majority, and I'm hoping we will this year, it's 3 weeks till the main poll is taken. But hopefully we can start ratcheting back a little bit at a time. And the first way we can do that is through the appropriations process. Bob is right about that.
Okay, thanks, Bob. We are going to, is it Bruce in Fargo we're joining up with? Bruce has been hanging on here for a while. Bruce,
yes.
Welcome to What's
hey,
on Your Line with Kevin, Congressman Kramer. Excuse me.
Yes.
Hi, Hello? Bruce.
Hello?
Hi, Bruce. Come on. Hello? Join the party.
Yeah, I'm here. Hello?
Hi.
Hi. I listened to one of your associate radio stations, and they talked about now that we're out of Iraq and all that, and all of a sudden they're saying that they did find gas, the sarin gas and the mustard gas over there. They kept it quiet, and now it's ISIS is now in charge of it.
Yeah. I heard that earlier, Bruce. That has come out a little bit over time that they didn't find chemical weapons in Iraq. It's not been big news. Imagine that. Well, here's what I find amazing about that, and there was, you're right, new news this morning about it. Can you believe the restraint and the class of a guy like George W. Bush, who has, because he's such a classy guy, has never gone on TV and said, I told you so.
That's right.
It's absolute. That is a real leader. And this guy we have in the White House now, he gets in the TV and takes credit for every good thing that happens and throws something.
Never responsible for anything.
Never responsible for it. And so I did hear it, Bruce. I've not dug into it deeply. I will tell you, I did just get a briefing this morning on some issues from the House Intelligence Committee. I've not yet opened that up, and we've. You know, we're looking forward to some more briefings on issues related to America's vulnerability around the world.
Thanks, Bruce, for joining us.
I think we're in big trouble right now.
Yeah. Well, we are in big trouble, Bruce, but we're also up to the challenge if we can, you know, if we can put some adults back in charge of this country. In the meantime, what you're seeing is America is coalescing around some things, and we are starting to unify a little bit around some things, and there's nothing like, you know, insecurity in the national security to do that for our country. And at some point, hopefully the president will understand the seriousness of these situations.
You know, if you study history, World War I and World War II started because the U.S. wanted to be isolationist, and we disappeared from the scene.
Well, we go through these cycles, don't we, Eugene? And you understand the cycles of things, and we go through these cycles, and they usually lead to a Republican president being elected like Ronald Reagan, somebody that says, okay, you know, now we've got to rebuild.
And we shut off a second time. We're going to try to get a couple more calls in here yet. We're going to join John. Thanks, Bruce. We're going to join John now in Gardner. Welcome, John, to What's on Your Mind.
Hey, John.
Hello there. How are you this morning?
Hi, John. I'm well. Thank you. How are you?
I'm doing great.
Great.
My first response is trying to get rid of Obamacare, and I understand that we have to take the control of the Senate first.
Mm-hmm.
But I presume that you would be in favor of getting rid of Obamacare if we get control of the Senate.
Well, even if we got control of the Senate, we couldn't completely repeal Obamacare. But if we get control of the Senate, what we can do, I think, at least, you know, you never know even about some Republicans, but that we can at least start improving upon it, start imposing some of those good market-based solutions that were there before.
Yeah.
And more importantly,
hold that thought, everybody. What's on Your Mind returns in a moment.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
Welcome to Soybean Minute with Diana Biedelsbacher.
The North Dakota Soybean Council is excited to be hosting a number of international trade teams this fall. These teams consist of the top wholesalers, traders, and buyers of U.S. soybeans from Southeast Asia. A primary goal of these visits is to build and expand relationships between these trade industry leaders and North Dakota soybean farmers. Hosting these trade teams provides the ideal opportunity to showcase the quality of North Dakota soybeans and the producers who grow them. Because of the relationships that are developed through these trade team visits, the buyers know that our soybeans are of good quality and produced by people they know and trust. They consider this factor when making purchasing decisions. Increasing demand for soy in overseas markets continues to be a high priority for the North Dakota Soybean Council. For more information about our international marketing efforts, log on to ndsoybean.org.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
The days are getting shorter, but the savings at Max Hardware are growing, especially now during the Max Fall Sale. A DeWalt grinder is just $69.99. Havoline antifreeze is only $6.99 a gallon after mail-in rebate. Pallet racking and wide-span shelving are 15% off. And now, Max is your source for Carhartt clothing. The Max Fall Sale, where you find great prices, service, and knowledge for the hard work you do. It's not just another hardware store. It's Max.
Before you buy, give it a hometown try. KeepItLocal.com.
KeepItLocal.com, the Northland's most respected auto shopping website for over 10 years. Whether you're looking to buy or sell a car, truck, SUV, or boat, KeepItLocal.com keeps it simple. With hundreds of dealers and private sellers, our inventory changes daily. We are the source for finding your next auto or power sport item. Remember, KeepItLocal.com. We keep it simple.
Before you buy, give it a hometown try. KeepItLocal.com.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at LegalShield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, LegalShield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, LegalShield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283 or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
You have all seen and heard about the elements of the periodic table. These elements are the building blocks of everything in the universe. You, my friends, are made from these elements. A shortage of any of these important trace elements can lead to disease. Go with the science and take the Lady Talk Health Challenge and get all 90 essential trace elements with a healthy start pack at LadyTalkLive.com or call 855-333-LADY. That's 855-333-5239.
Research shows it's not just what you put in your body that counts, it's what you put on it as well. Why not use an all-natural, healthy mineral-based makeup that actually benefits your skin? Once you experience the airiness and flawless coverage of Youngevity mineral makeup, you will never use anything else. With Youngevity, the perception of your complexion will be natural perfection. Animal-friendly mineral makeup at Mary Lou Health. That's MariLouHealth.com. Or call 855-321-HEALTH.
Hey guys, the only way we could make this program like today any better was Mr. Kramer, Mr. Grainer, and Mr. Mitchell would be to have L. Scotty be with you, have the quad. That'd be the only way we could have a better show than today. Have a good day.
That'd be too many cooks in the kitchen,
yeah,
I think.
Kevin,
you never know.
Whoever this was, he was not put up to do that. That just came in randomly.
Hey, listen, I recognize all of Scott Hennin's relatives.
I think that's one of the uncles.
That might be. Ed seems to stick up for me a little bit more, so I don't know. Maybe that's one of my relatives.
We still have John on the line. We're still finishing up. We were talking about Obamacare, and he was just wrapping up.
Yeah,
so go ahead.
John's question was, you know, if we get the Senate, you know, are we going to try to repeal Obamacare? And I just think that's, John, I think that's unlikely. I just, given the political situation, but what I do think is it does two things. One is it does give us a little bit of muscle on the appropriation side, clearly. It also, though, and this can never be discounted, guys, it also is a political message. It sends a message to others, and maybe what we get is a little more cooperation in trying to fix Obamacare. Remember, some of the things that we passed in the House last year, and some of the things that the president threatened to veto, he actually ended up doing as a part of his executive order. He wanted to take credit for it rather than the House Republicans get credit for it. But see, that lack of transparency people have caught on to, and if he starts working with us, I think we can start fixing Obamacare, making it more like the market-based system that we would probably introduce and want, while at the same time preserving some of the things that people like about Obamacare, some of the things that you and I might like about Obamacare, John. So, you know, politics is a funny business in the divided government. We're a divided government because we're a divided country. We're very diverse, and, you know, I think we need to be working towards solutions and get a little bit beyond just the rhetoric.
So, thanks, John.
Good question. Thank you, John.
Thanks, John. We've got somebody that called in a question, so we're going to play. We have that audio. We're going to play the question here for you. In a moment, we'll have it. Here it comes.
Well,
Hi, this is Ron in Bismarck. And when Kevin talks about one size fits all, it comes to the Social Security issue as well. Let's say Arkansas has a 32% unemployment ratio, and so the costs have stayed way down, yet North Dakota has a 3% unemployment ratio, and our prices keep going up and up and up and up and up, but our Social Security does not. Is that being addressed? Thanks. Bye-bye.
Yeah, so the cost of living adjustments for Social Security follow, you know, he's right, it's a one-size-fits-all, it follows the consumer price index or, you know, the traditional inflationary buildup, and it's woefully inadequate in many cases, obviously, and what Ron's talking about in a place like North Dakota where the standard of living is high, obviously there's a little bit of a, you know, maybe it could even appear punitive, and yet, you know, that is economics, that's geography, that's the demographics of our country. And I don't know that you could address regional inflation in the Social Security Act, but it's an interesting thought. It's an interesting thought we'll have to look into.
Okay. We have one more voicemail we want to catch yet. Frank had a call in. We're going to play this one quick.
Yeah, I just want to make my name is Frank in Bismarck. I want to make a comment about Kevin Cramer's response. About a week or two ago, I was listening to him on the radio about the Ebola, and couldn't have irritated me anymore. It turns me into a wise guy. You see, when he said that more people are going to die from the flu this year than the Ebola, might be right, but what is he, a fortune teller or what? He knows what's going to happen if you let everybody into this country or what? If, you know, who are these guys? Can't they shut down them borders or what? Okay, fine.
I think he's missing the point.
Congressman, are you a fortune teller?
I'm not, but there are two things, two pieces to his question or his point. One is the flu is obviously a far more common and obviously widespread disease in the United States, and we have a vaccine for it. And if some people take it, some people don't. And it's also spread more easily than Ebola. However, his other point is a very important and good one, and that is about shutting down the borders and screening people that are coming in and knowing where planes are coming from. And therein lies where the federal government has, in my view, dropped the ball and better pick it up in a very big way right now, because the obviously this disease is spread a little easier than we were told originally, whether it's spread by air or whether it simply requires, you know, touch or liquid form. Clearly,
so just to be clear, you're not a fortune teller, though. I just want to make sure we're clear on that point.
I'm certainly not a fortune teller nor a sage of any type. Yeah,
Sally from Grand Forks has been holding on for quite a while. I see you squeezing here quick. Sally, what's on your mind?
Well, thank you, finally. I had a
my first point, I want to defer for just a moment. I've got three at this point. One of them is the caller who called in earlier was dismissed pretty quickly on the basis of his suggestion that maybe we should replace the Speaker of the House. Okay, you know, I don't think he was talking about Nancy Pelosi or John Boehner. I think he was talking about somebody like John Boehner or someone better. And I think that there are a lot of people in Republicans and conservatives who do not trust John Boehner. So I think that was a question. Who would you support among Republicans?
Got just a few seconds left for your question, Sally.
The other one is one-third of one-half of the government has 100% of the responsibility for bringing articles of impeachment. Now, I think when you don't do that, you're giving cover to the Democrats.
Wow, and the Congressman's not going to have any time to answer it now. Congressman Kramer, thanks for your time. We appreciate it.
Yeah, thank you.
What's in your mind,
Kelly.
Scott Henin, back tomorrow.
Thanks, Kevin.
With a smaller soapbox, perhaps, than Eugene Grainer.
It's been fun.
We'll find out.
North Dakota and Minnesota's leading steel building contractor is Evercourt Building Systems. Jesse Everett, the owner, is on the phone with us. Jesse, I need a shop, an office, and a warehouse all in one. Can you take care of me?
Absolutely.
How long does the design process take?
3 weeks, and you've got your blueprints.
How long is delivery going to take?
We guarantee delivery in 4 weeks.
And when am I moving in?
We're going to have that building built in 90 days.
Tell me about the quality. What goes into an Evercourt building?
All North American-made steel. We tend to put big foundations under them that are engineered by local engineers that understand the conditions, and we tend to overdo it.
How do you price this so I get the best bang for my buck, Jesse?
We use 39 plants across the U.S. That's factory direct, which means you get the best price.
Jesse, you sold me. How do I reach you to talk about my next building project?
Just call me, 612-282-9922.
Or online at evercourtbuildingsystems.com. Thanks, Jesse.
Thank you.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, six vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day. Take them camping or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.